goofing a little bit, huh?
That's definitely an understatement, Phil.
Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is General Galen Shaw. Well, I know I'm goofing a little. I know I'm understating a little bit, but don't put EQ on the...
Excuse me, but I'm going to introduce myself, you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard, and here's Phil Hendry. Now, what is the technical note?
I
saw that you had put a bunch of EQ on my voice.
Just rounding off some of the, you know...
I think he was rounding off some of the high end.
Yeah.
Don't round off any high end. There's no EQ needed on voices around here, okay? The only EQ that we need occasionally is on sound effects and stuff like that. Don't put any... by the way, folks, what we're talking about... You want to just let people in on all this fancy-schmancy talk because I know you think it sounds impressive.
Yeah, but Sam, it's not all that impressive.
I'm not trying to be impressive. I'm just letting them know. EQ is when you adjust the way something sounds. All right.
What's the difference between that and volume?
Yeah, see, now you put one foot in it, go ahead and put the other one in. I'm not putting anything in anything. I'm just saying I'm not going to... Don't put any EQ on it, bud.
All right, that's a technical note, and you are kind of confusing people.
Right, you know, so I guess that's what we're going to have to do. All right, coming up on our show today here on the world-famous Phil Hendry. By the way, today is Friday, so tonight is the chat.
Yes, and if you're a BSP... Right, Robert? Now, BSP has got a... If you're a new BSP, a new backstage pass, then go over to PhilHendryShow.com tonight at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, and take part in the chat.
Yeah, Phil gets together with all of you, you BSPs, you know, and if we get some new ones, you guys want to go over there and put some new blood in there because, sheesh.
Yeah, it's getting a little thin, you know.
It's not getting thin. I happen to like talking to the people that I have over there, and although everybody... is welcome.
Well, you know, so you say.
Everybody is welcome.
Yeah, but I know it's the same. You're talking to the same people, you know.
Oh, don't give me that stuff. Anyway, I enjoy it. I look forward to it every Friday night, and that's happening tonight. Then also, you were asking me about something. So we're going to go into the show today. Oh, I want to let people know who we have on the show.
Well, I was asking you about Hawaii. Do you want to talk about that now? Or?
What are we going to talk about Hawaii for?
Because it's coming up on the one-year anniversary of when Phil went to Hawaii, which you've described, I don't think that I'm, you know, talking out of school here, you have described as the most horrific, nauseating vacation.
I never said that, Margaret.
No, you can't do, Mr. Henry.
You said that it was the worst time of your life.
Wait.
What's the story, sir?
I told you what the story was.
Well, you said something about how you couldn't pick a hotel any better than you pick your own ass.
Yeah, that's what I said. What I said was, what's with everybody anyway?
Now, that been kind of jumping on them.
No, we're just, you know, holding you to a few things. It's coming up on the holidays. It's coming up on a new year. And this is a time to purge all of the horse dung, as the general likes to call it.
Yeah, cleanse yourself.
Cleanse yourself?
That would mean... I mean, purge, you know.
I mean, purge.
Why don't you... All right, take it easy, will you? Kick his ass.
You just got to lay it on the table here, Phil. You blew it. You blew it bad.
Last year, I don't know why this is the time that I'm supposed to be talking about it.
But, you know, I'm saying it's coming up on the end of the year.
Yeah, I know it's coming up the end of the year. Last year, I went to...
Hold on. You are the guy that's irritated now. You're, yeah. You know, you were talking about it.
Yes, you're right. But it's not like I feel like I need to purge anything. I took full responsibility. Last year, we went to Hawaii. And it sucked. And it didn't suck because Hawaii sucks. Hawaii is fantastic. It sucked because I couldn't... The hotel that I found... And like I said, I'm usually pretty good with picking out hotels.
You know, I'll give you that. You have found some beautiful, beautiful places that Frank and I have stayed at. What are the...
You'd mind not... What are you going to tell everybody in the world?
Well, excuse me for breathing.
All right, now wait. So we went to Hawaii around Christmas time. This is Thanksgiving, but... oh my God, I you know, what I wanted, what I thought I was getting was this hotel. It was like the highest rated resort spa hotel in Hawaii.
Now, hold on. This is very, very important. Was it the highest rated resort or the spa or what?
No, because those are two different things.
I don't know. I mean, I think it was spa, you know.
Okay, let me write that down, spa.
Get out of here, man. What, are you planning on staying there yourself?
No.
So this was a specific hotel. Did you want to stay at a spa?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I've never had a bad experience because, you know, you can get massages and all that jazz. And let's face it, you ladies, love your massages and your...
Pat, she loves the aromatherapy. Is that what you do? What do you mean, is that what I do? I do what I do. You do what you do.
All right, well, whatever you do. So, I don't know, we went over there. We flew into Kauai, got the car, and I remember how happy I was there. And you know who was sitting next to us on the plane? And Lauren, it was the lead singer from Red Hot Chili Peppers, who had ordered a meal for his son. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, this is very good. Did you tell me about this?
No, I didn't. He'd ordered a meal for his son. The airline screwed up the meal. And Lauren had an extra. She didn't want hers. And so she offered it to them, and they very graciously accepted. And she said to me, I think that's so-and-so from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I said, really? And I looked, and I said, well, it didn't look like him. It looked very different. But when we got off the plane and we're in the baggage, he's standing there singing. And I thought, well, maybe he is the guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers, because who else would sing that, you know, at the baggage claim like that, unless...
Yeah, well, whatever.
All right, so I got to the hotel, and it was everything that I didn't want. There were too many people there. The room was... I hated it, so immediately it changed rooms so that we would have a view of the ocean, but it was still too many people. The beach was packed. It was like I was staying... And it turned out that this section of Poipu Beach in Kauai... Is that where we were? Poipu Beach... It was all family-friendly. This is where you went with your family. And here's Henry getting a room, booking a room for a week in this family place.
Well, now, wait a minute. The hotel you're talking about... Yeah, Phil, I saw there were a lot of young people there. Yeah, I know, but it was right in the middle of the hotel itself. Was right in between all of these residences and condos. And just kids everywhere. Not that I mind kids, but I don't go on vacation to Kidland, man. So there was a restaurant down that was in walking distance, very tourista, but pretty cool, and we hung there, and the best time we had was actually going across the street to this breakfast place that was fantastic there. But other than that...
Now, you went hiking, though, with the Waimea Canyon.
Well, yeah, we did. We went to Waimea Canyon, and we did all that stuff, and did some swimming, and I don't know. And Lauren wasn't feeling well either, so the whole week to me was just like a waste.
And you're remembering this now.
Well, I was remembering a little bit of it, and you guys are busting my balls.
How dare you?
Hey, what? Hey! Come on, Margaret.
Hey, that word.
All right, we're burning daylight, as we like to say around here. So we got Larry Grover. Bobby Dooley will be with us to talk about her nude walk, which is going into its now 16th month. And
what is this again?
She does a nude walk at 5 o'clock in the morning every, what is it, one Sunday, the first Sunday of every month.
Yeah, some kind of a weird thing. It's almost quasi-religious.
Oh, this is, you know what she is, an exhibitionist.
Yeah, but they're trying to do it for charity.
Oh, I'm sure they are. You know, the only charity case.
Oh, you're going to say it's Bobby. Oh, wow.
Hey, all right. And then we have Ted Bell with us coming up tonight. It's Poutine and 17. They're going to be doing a special poutine bar, I guess. What is it called?
Like a happy hour.
Yeah, we're going to do a happy hour of poutine.
A happy hour of poutine.
Yeah. And Jeff Dowder will be out there along with Toby Bowe and Rick Gundershot, a bunch of some hippie surfer dudes that he knows. And my understanding is Jack Dunphy is there, and he's going to want to sing. So,
oh, not these Dunphys are singing again.
Yeah, and Ted wants us to chronicle it or somehow record it, so we'll do that. In the meantime, let's take a look at the traffic out there with Bob Bacon. Bob?
I feel like traffic impact. Path intercepted now on about 15th train that's going up the 75 freeway. You're going to find yourself under the hot rod standing. It's just going to be hanging there. And what you want to do is kind of get a banana hammock or some kind of get proud. Let's go over to Skyboy.
Oh, my God, look, it's pretty fancy out there right now. Going down 15 green with one time. Down the Harbor Freeway in the middle of time. We're at that middle of traffic. A man got thrown off the car. Got run over by a car over there. He's going to get run over by the car. Going right down there from Orange Sky, baby. Swing down.
Banana hammock.
I'm I'm Mike Hootorama, and you've never had it so good as at Hootorama's Eggs, Bacon, Toast, Hot Coffee, and Orange Juice. That's the name of my restaurant, Hootorama's Eggs, Bacon, Toast, Hot Coffee, and Orange Juice. We've got 5 locations. Visit the Hootorama's Eggs, Bacon, wow, it's hard to say, isn't it? Hootorama's Eggs, Bacon, Toast, Coffee, and Orange Juice, located in the Schrafter Mall in La Brea, and in Keezins in downtown Torrance. That's right, our hot coffee, Hootorama's Hot Coffee, Eggs, Bacon.
You fucked it up again, didn't you?
Well,
you know what your father said?
Bah! Hootorama's Eggs, Bacon, Eggs, Toast.
Bye!
Hootorama's Eggs, Toast, Bacon, Hot Coffee, and Orange Juice.
Not bad. Only problem is you got the first two reversed. So,
brr!
Hootorama's Eggs, Bacon,
Hootorama's Eggs, Toast, Bacon, Hot Coffee, and Orange Juice. 5 locations. La Brea, South Mall, Kinski, and now in San Diego. Or what we think is San Diego. I'm Channel 19's Don Berman. Sweet Farm. Is it a great place for retirement, or are they picking pockets there? Many of the people who've been fired, nurses and attendants, have said yes, they were encouraged to pick pockets, rifle and steal, and purse snatch and chain snatch out there on the lawn. Don Berman's Channel 19 News report, Sweet Farm, or maybe it's your sweet ass. Channel 19 News.
Love song, she got me up all night.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
She got me up all night.
Yeah, I got to have Larry Grover on right now. Mr. Grover, this is very interesting to me to have Mr. Grover on here because, you know, it's just very interesting to have him on, you know.
Yeah, so why is it interesting?
Because of the fact that everybody thinks a Tea Party is so bitchin', and really it isn't. It isn't. And on an airplane right now, flying to Hawaii, going out to the Elcott inversion arch.
No, it's not the Elcott inversion arch. Who is this? RC?
No, it's Bud Dickman.
No, it's the Overlord arch in.
It's the Overlord arch, Bud. Where are you?
Oh, okay. So, Mr. Grover, we want to talk about, and I know you're going over to Elcott.
I'm not going to Elcott. Mother's going to Elcott. As soon as we get to Hawaii, I'm taking the rental car, and I'm going to the other side of the island. I get as far away from Elcott.
Larry, please,
don't grab my phone, Mother.
When you say grab your phone, people think I'm reaching between your legs, and I'm doing a reach around.
Oh, man.
All right, Larry?
Yeah.
Phil Henry here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Phil.
Now, you're winging your way to Hawaii right now as we speak, and I know that, you know, your mother, Gloria, is going to have a nice time, and I hope you do, too. But we do want to talk to you about conservatives of Kern County and a little bit of noise that you've been making this week talking to the Republican National Committee people.
Well, I mean, what we have essentially said, Phil, is the following thing. You know, we were here long before the Tea Party. Conservatives of Kern County were here long before the, you know, the what do you call them, the alt-right people or whatever the hell they are. I mean, I would never in a million years associate myself with them. You know, as much as we did support Donald Trump, I was disappointed to see him hanging around with these alt-rights because, let me tell you what, I think they're all alt-wrong, okay? And, Mother.
Larry's going to try that a lot. He like,
excuse me. Excuse me.
Hey, Gloria, please don't grab the phone.
Gloria, dear, it's Margaret.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello. Could you just let Larry do his thing, and then we'll talk to you, all right?
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. So the alt-right is alt-wrong. I don't care if that gets a laugh or, you know, all right.
All right, so they're all wrong.
Right, and no, alt-wrong.
We get it already, Larry. Good for you. You came up with that one. That's a real zinger.
God.
All right, let's not everybody get their feelings hurt right off the bat, okay? You're the first interview of the show, and generally we wait until maybe, you know, a minute in before people start crying and rubbing their ass.
Oh, see, wow, you think I'm ass hurt?
Will you come on, you guys? Yeah, you all yelling.
Take it easy, Robert, will you?
Well, God damn, man.
Oh, so Robert thinks I'm ass hurt, too.
I'm going to hang up.
All right, I'm sorry.
So you guys in the conservatives of Kern County, what's your basic statement?
Our basic statement is the following thing. We want respect for what we see as we were the beginning, the matrix. We were the seminal conservative movement in the Republican Party. And now that Trump's gotten elected, everybody else is getting all this love. The Tea Party is, and this guy Bannon and whoever he is, you know, and these alt-right, whoever they are, all these guys that for some reason seem to think that they're leading the charge. We led the charge. Conservatives of Kern County was here long before them. as early as the late 90s when Clinton was getting impeached, I was working overtime. I was working 20 hours out of a 24-hour day to get Clinton out of the White House. It cost me my wife, it cost me my children, and we never did get him out of the White House.
Yeah, so that was mission unaccomplished.
All right, you got that right. So now what we want to do is ensure that the Donald Trump presidency is a success. And the way to do that is, first of all, step forward and go, excuse me, as you like to quote that film, Magnum Force, Phil, when Dirty Harry pulls up next to the gangsters and goes, excuse me, you know, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, that's me. I see myself as Dirty Harry, and the gangsters are the Republican National Committee, and I'm asking them, excuse me, you know who the beginning real right-wing movement was, don't you? And they go, it's a conservative of the Kern County. And I go, you're right. You're right, asshole. And I'm sorry if I used the word.
You can't use that, Larry.
Mr. Henry, you can bleep that out, right, Mr. Henry?
Well, yeah, I suppose we can, but we didn't.
What do you mean bleep it out?
Don't you bleep things out?
Well, you don't bleep it out so much as you use a bleep if you want, or you can just edit it out, or you can put in the sound of anything, like a cat or a cow.
That's what we ought to do, Mr. Henry. Put a goat sound in there.
Oh, you got to put a goat sound in to make me look like an ass?
No, we're not trying to do anything. We'll bleep it out.
Okay, so if I say, you know, asshole, you're not going to have meh hole. That's not the way it's going to sound.
No.
Because you may remember this, Phil, and I don't want to make a big thing out of this. You used to give me creative control over every time I was on your show.
That is true, Phil.
I remember that, yes, Larry, so I don't want to embarrass you. No, we won't bleep it out. No, we're not going to put a goat sound in there. We're with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County as we are sort of doing a postmortem here on the election of Donald Trump. Were you surprised?
Was I surprised by Trump, him getting elected?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think everybody, Trump was surprised. I think everybody was surprised. And I think that it's quite obvious to me what happened. In Wisconsin, places like that, states that were blue, Pennsylvania, Florida, these people were sort of taken for granted a little bit. Although I know that Clinton spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania.
See, I don't understand why people say that she took people for granted. Maybe she did in a little bit in Wisconsin. I heard that, but she was in Pennsylvania a lot.
Well, and the other thing is this popular vote win they keep talking about. I heard Mr. Trump say just the other day that if it had been about the popular vote, he would have campaigned differently.
See, I don't understand that.
Let me ask you something. What do you mean? How's he going to campaign any differently and make people in California love his ass? You want to tell me that?
Well, I mean, you're talking about me being crude, you know.
Well, look it. I just want to know, how's he going to campaign differently?
All right. To get people to love his ass, is that it?
Larry.
He did it. I didn't.
Phil, could you ask him?
All right. What answer, if you got an answer for the question?
What question?
How would Trump have campaigned differently? Forget it.
Oh, in California. Well, I think he would have spent more time one-on-one, you know.
The people were, like, setting garbage cans on fire, though, man, everywhere that Trump went in California. He was not a popular guy, you know.
That's the Trump was not is not well-liked in the state of California. And if that's the case, let's say he could campaign in the state of California and actually turn a few more votes out. What's to stop Hillary Clinton from doing the same thing in Texas or anywhere else?
Because I think there was more. Are you kidding me? Hillary Clinton campaigning in Texas or Florida or wherever these other states were that she wanted to turn blue, I mean, she had no shot. Whereas Trump could come in there with the ball cap and the Make America Great Again with the smile, and he's got the wife, and she's, you know, worth... I'm telling you right now that Melania Trump is a... some kind of woman, you know.
Larry is going...
Excuse me, Mother. Excuse me, I've got the phone. Melania Trump, I think, he didn't utilize her near as much as he should have.
What do you think of her, Larry, from the standpoint... Yes, I know she's beautiful. What do you think of her in terms of her personality and her intelligence and so forth?
You know, she gave that speech, and I guess it was plagiarized, but it was not a bad... It was a good effort. I don't really spend... I don't think we should spend too much time talking about Melania Trump and, you know, what... I'm just saying, when she walks out on a stage, and man, oh, man.
Oh, for God's sake, Larry.
No, I'm just saying that she is worth a lot of votes. And Hillary Clinton didn't have that. She's got Bill Clinton's not some hunk. And, you know, with all due respect, Mrs. Clinton's not, you know, any treat for the eyes. But here comes Trump.
Larry, that's wrong.
Mother, why do you keep grabbing the phone?
Gloria, would you please not grab the phone?
Thanks.
She keeps grabbing the phone and pulling it down to her face.
Where do you want me to put it? My snatch?
Oh, my God!
Did she say what I heard her say?
I'm only kidding.
Oh, my God!
Come on, Larry, relax.
Larry?
Was that you here with...
Phil, Larry's gone to the toilet to throw up.
God!
Why would you use a word like that?
I'm sorry, but sometimes Larry outrages me, and I've got to say something to knock his head, you know... Get two heads to knock together, and there's only one, his head. So I've got to knock it against some other head, and in that case, the word snatch. And
Jesus, I just heard. I thought I was hearing things.
Oh, you know, General, what I'm trying to...
Can I have the phone?
I'm explaining why I use the word snatch.
I'll take it now. Oh, wow.
Okay, Larry, you know, just relax.
No, it's okay.
Hey, Mr. Grover, I want to ask you something.
Yeah?
You say about Melania Trump and Donald Trump that he would beat Hillary Clinton because he's got Melania Trump, right?
I think he was going to turn out more people. He's just going to get more interested people there. And there's more glamour there, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's got more glamour, but he's still not saying things that people in California want to hear.
Well, I live in California, you know, and...
But are there enough of you in California?
I don't know, but the point is... that he would have campaigned differently.
And Hillary Clinton would have campaigned differently.
Okay, Phil, and Hillary Clinton would have campaigned.
Well, it is true. She would have campaigned differently. And who knows, the election might have turned out just the same, with the popular vote in her favor.
See, Larry, it really is disturbing for a lot of us to see her beating Trump by over 1 million votes. Over 1 million. Trump says, well, I would have campaigned differently. I don't see how he can campaign that much differently and make up over 1 million votes and then win this thing. Because if he campaigns differently, if there is no electoral college, my God, the country would look different. Don't you think?
Say that again.
I think what Margaret's saying.
Oh, no, I can do it, Phil. The country, it wouldn't even be the country we're living in right now.
Well, yeah, obviously, but I mean, we're talking about getting rid of the Electoral College maybe for what? What if just this isolated instance, you know?
Yeah, this what-if game, and I'm sorry, but I can't agree with President-elect Trump on, oh, I would have won if had we campaigned differently, because he doesn't know any more than anybody else. She did win. But hey, you know what?
Let me tell you something. He's the president.
Exactly. He is the president.
Yeah, and people should stop with the whole popular vote thing. You know, he's the president of the United States, and I don't care if he gets beat by 20 million votes. I don't care if he only gets 2 votes and she gets 65 billion votes. If he wins the Electoral College, he wins the Electoral College.
You can't win the Electoral College with 2 votes, can you?
Not likely, no. But if that's how the rules broke... he'd be the president of the United States.
So you said if he got 2 votes, he'd still be the...
Yes, because that's what our process calls for.
All right, let's not get too nuts about that. We're talking to...
What do you mean, too nuts about it? I think it's a very good point.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, Phil.
Oh, wait. I don't want to get off. You're right. You know, theoretically, anything is possible.
Well, that's just it. With Trump saying, hey, you know, if we campaign different, I would have won this thing. You know, these are theoreticals. And it could be that had they campaigned differently, Hillary Clinton would have gotten a lot of votes, and Donald Trump would have gotten 3. You know, himself, Melania, and Barron.
Barron's too young to vote.
I'm sorry, himself, Ivanka, and what's the name of the wife?
Melania.
And Melania.
What about his sons?
I don't think there is any... I think his sons would shake him in the back at the...
Oh, man, you know, you better be prepared to prove that.
Hey, buddy, I think Donald Trump's sons would stick a knife in his back the minute they had the opportunity.
Now, why are you saying that?
I'll tell you why. Those are 2 very ambitious young men, and they're really doing, they're licking his ass, excuse me for saying, but that's what they're doing. And neither one of those guys has got anything going on. You know, at least the sister, hasn't she got some, doesn't she sell shoes or something?
No, she doesn't sell shoes. She has a fashion line, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So she's at least got the two. These 2 sons, they got nothing going on. They work for their dad, and they're going to be working for their dad until the day he drops or they drop. Now, you may think that's something.
Are you going to get to the end of this? Is there a point?
Yeah, there's a point. I'm telling you right now, those guys will push their old man out. They'll push him off the top of a building if they have to.
Oh, boy. boy, you know what? I only wish that Mr. Trump were here to defend himself and his sons against the most outrageous accusation.
Well, Larry, you were saying that the other night.
Oh, you were saying it the other night.
He was, General. He was saying that they'd shank him in the...
No, I was not. No, I was not.
Yes, you were, Larry. You said that the two boys, Eric and Donald Jr., would stick it up the giggy with the Wawa brush. You said it.
I used the term Wawa brush.
Right. And who's giggy?
And I said Donald Trump's, but I don't recall... God, this is unfair of you.
Larry, don't sit there on the radio and lie like a rug, okay?
Lie like a rug. Well, that's clever.
You know what, Larry? Don't talk to your mother that way. You agree with me, though, don't you?
No, I do not agree with you. I think Mr. Trump is very secure. I think his sons are support him 100%. What mother's referring to, theoretically, if the sons ever looked around and said, just exactly what am I getting out of this other than looking like I'm licking my dad's rear end and, you know, picking up his dry cleaning, which is kind of how they look. But I don't disrespect that. But if it ever dawned on them, they may... You know, there might be a palace mutiny of some type. I don't know. If it were me, I don't think I'd...
Larry, you'd be so humiliated.
If it were me, you know, I probably wouldn't stand for it.
So you agree that...
No, I don't agree with that. I can't go on record and agree with that.
But you do.
But I do, yeah.
What the hell does that mean? All right, never mind. Larry Grover with us here from Conservatives of Kern County. We've also been hearing from his mother, Gloria Grover. Margaret?
Yes, I want one final question here on this, Larry. As you try to garner support for Conservatives of Kern County and steer all of the love away from the Tea Party, steer all of the love away from the alt-right, what exactly are you hoping to get out of this?
Well, I'll tell you what we're hoping to get out of it, Margaret, is... we want some attention paid to us for some of the prime positions in the administration. Now, I know that Mr. Trump does not know me as well as he may, let's say, that guy O'Banion.
His name's Steve Bannon.
It's what?
It's Stephen O'Banion, right? Steve Bannon.
Well, who's O'Banion?
What do you mean O'Banion?
You're talking about Dan O'Banion, the gangster?
I'm not calling anybody a gangster, Mother.
What you're saying, O'Banion.
There's a Dion O'Banion, right?
That's a gangster from Chicago. You're talking about...
God damn, Phil. Why did you back it way up?
Mr. Henry, you're wrong. It's Steve Bannon, not Dion O'Banion.
I know that.
My name is Larry Grover. Thank you very much.
Larry said that it was Dion O'Banion.
Yeah, I said it's Dion O'Banion. That's the guy from The Untouchables.
Oh, that's right. The Untouchables. There were gangsters in New York.
No, it was Chicago. Forget about the Untouchables. Steve Bannon, or Bannon, or whatever the name is.
It's Steve O'Banion.
No, it isn't. It's Steve Bannon. Anyway, what was the point here?
The point that I'm making is that Steve Bannon, all these guys are getting all this attention, all this love, but I don't think any of them did the kind of groundwork and had the ground game and, you know, just everything having to do with the ground.
Larry liked to say, if you need a ground game, just call up Larry Grover, because all I do is lick the cement for people.
What a...
You called me a dick.
Martha, I'm sorry.
Go over, sit down over there.
Yeah.
I had a knee him in the nuts. He called me a dick.
You know, I don't like that at all, Gloria. I've told you that before. Larry's entitled to his opinion.
I, for Elcott. Larry, this is the Elcott. This is all for Elcott. One for all and all for Elcott. And I not take drugs no more. And
all right, thank you, Gloria.
I don't take drugs.
Gloria Grover and Larry Grover, world-famous Phil Henry show on... will there be any position for the Conservatives of Kern County? That guy is dreaming if he thinks he's got a job in the in the Trump administration. Jesus.
No, but in that interview, Larry Grover had a knee put to his you-know-what. And I really have a problem with Gloria Grover, the way she treats him.
Yeah, I think so too, Mr.
All right, we'll talk to her. We'll talk to her. We'll talk to her, I guarantee it. All right, coming up, Bobby Dooley. And this will be their 16th consecutive nude walk at Western Estates. We'll be talking to her in just a moment. The world famous Phil Henry show.
Blockheads, a great party house. Pick up everything you need for your birthday parties, for your anniversaries, for every kind of celebration. Go on over to Blockheads and see the great things they've got. Hi, I'm Blockhead, and I've got party favors for you. Blockheads, they've got all the party rentals that you need. Blockheads, they've got tenting. Blockheads, they've got the bounce houses. And of course, Blockheads caters. If you want any kind of food, finger food, foot food. I'm Blockhead. I do jokes like that too. And entertainment. Blockheads has a list of some of the great DJs in the area, plus Clowns for Kids. Yes, Clowns for Kids, once again, is associated with Blockheads. Blockheads, it's the party rental spot where the party never ends. It just keeps going and going and going until someone winds up in a madhouse. Blockheads, you gotta see it to believe it. Blockheads, 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got that headache. Oh, yeah. You knew you were gonna have that headache. You were listening to your brother-in-law last night going on and on and on about some kind of political situation or something at work or the business. You knew you were gonna have that migraine headache. Splittendorf's has the powder. Splittendorf migraine headache powder is something that you can take and feel better and slip into that other person's drink and watch them go out, just out like a light. They might even be driving. But at this point, do you really care? Splittendorf's, they call it Splittendorf because they can split right down the middle between you and the person that's been driving you ape. So you take one half and feel better, that person takes the other half and dies.
We won't get that past the... I don't care, man. Take two.
Splittendorf's, take one half for you and the other half to shut the other guy up. Let's say it's your brother-in-law. Let's say it's your sister-in-law. Let's say it's your mother-in-law. Let's say it's your uncle-in-law. Well, there is no such thing. So you need that Splittendorf's. It comes in the handy four-pack.
What does that mean? You want to let me finish the commercial?
Splittendorf's. You got a headache. The other person's giving you the headache. You want to feel better, you want to kill them. That's what Splittendorf's does. They make you feel better, and they put a toxin into the other person's blood that will heal them within 30 minutes. Splittendorf's.
Available now at Buckley's Department Stores.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Wait a minute, what is this?
This is Joey. Who is this, Phil? Let me teach you how to
dance, how to dance. Oh, Joey Badass, yeah. Anyway,
Joey Badass?
No, you never heard Joey Badass?
Oh, I have not heard Joey Badass.
Well, anyway, Bobby and Steve Dooley at the Western States Homeowners Association, actually Western Estates and their gated community there. Bobby, congratulations. This will be month 16 of your nude walk.
Thank you, Phil. It's really been a thrill, and I owe a lot of it to my wonderful husband, who has been, he's been like just a great friend and confidant and counsel. He's counseled us through this very difficult process of doing the nude walk for a charity, and also to be proud of the fact that I look good nude. There are women that do. But we still have the nude walk at 4 a.m.
The nude walk at 4 a.m., Bobby. This is Margaret.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Are you going to... You're not going to be on our nude walk, are you?
No, I'm not going to be on your nude walk.
All right. Some women qualify, some don't.
Excuse me, but I think I would... All right,
ladies, I anticipated this, please.
Well, I'm working out right now, Margaret. You're welcome to come over anytime you want.
And do what?
And work out with me. I'm not saying you're in bad shape, but... I think you could use some toning.
I'm not interested in your nude walk.
Then why are you interviewing me? Oh.
Yeah, why are you?
I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Phil Henry Show and the charity that you're going to support. Now, how are you making money? What is involved in getting donations?
Well, yeah, every woman is sponsored. We go either door to door or we go business to business, and we say, hi, I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm going to be participating in the 16th month of our nude walk. We're nude, and we're getting nuder all the time, and we'll give them the brochure.
Yeah, we're nude, we're getting nuder all the time.
What is that, man? Is that the slogan? Yeah, that's like this. What is, God, did you hear that, Robert, went the slogan? Boy, is it the slogan?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, man.
What does that mean, we're nude and we're getting nuder all the time? Not neutered,
Getting neuter is what Bobby said.
Neuter, Steve, not neutered.
Yeah, it means that they're getting nude, they're nuding up. And next month, man, they'll be nude.
Right, well, how nude can you get?
Every month, there's more nudity?
Yeah, every month we get more nude. For instance, this month I'll be down to, I won't have any clothes on, which I've been stripped nude for 15 of the 16 months. But this month, I'll be wearing earrings. Next month, no earrings.
Right.
All right, so how do you make the money?
All right, so we go to business, and I say I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm involved in Nude Walk 16. Would you donate money to support me? And we tell them what the parameters are. We say, keep in mind that we walk when it's dark. We have 30, this month, Phil, we have 30 women now signed up for Nude Walk 16. And
you'll be walking naked around the perimeter there of Western Estates.
That is correct, General. And what we will be doing is walking in the dark. The minute the sun comes up, and if we're not anywhere near our homes, that's when we're allowed to sprint for our houses. And all bets are off.
All right, what does that mean, all bets are off?
I mean, you got it. It's just you're not walking together anymore.
Yeah, we're not walking together. We're not walking in unison. Once the first ray of sunlight peeks over the horizon, then you can't be caught out nude, because the L.A. sheriff has told us they will arrest us if they see us nude. And they know when nude walk takes place.
Well, then what makes it okay for you guys to be walking around at night?
Because you can't see us.
Yeah, it's dark at night, Mr. Henry. Come on, use your head. Use your head, okay?
Hey, he's using his head. I'm using my head. You can still see somebody naked at night.
Well, I mean, you got to be squinting.
You have to squint to see it. Now, if we see people in the neighborhood going, you know, that kind of that squint look, then we know they're squinting to see nude. And that's when we, you know, have negotiated with the L.A. sheriff and said, look, they're squinting so they can see something. And the sheriff said, well, you're showing it all. I said, yeah, but they want to see it. See?
Of course they're going to want to see it. I mean, nude, naked women, naked anybody, is going to attract some attention.
Well, you know, with all due respect, Ms. Dooley, I haven't seen you nude, and I'm not saying that...
Excuse me?
Just let me finish. I haven't seen you nude, nor am I interested in it, not because you're an unattractive woman. I just have no interest in something like that. If I want to look at naked women, and forgive me for saying this, I want to feel like, you know, I've got a vested interest. Generally, I've got a $20 bill. I'm slipping it in a...
Oh, my God.
You're slipping it into what?
Into a G-string or something.
All right. General, thank you.
No. Let me just finish this. When you're walking around nude, and I don't have the opportunity to slide a 20 someplace...
God damn, General. Talking to my wife.
I'm not talking about your wife. I'm just saying...
All right. You would rather be in a club putting 20s in some chick's G-string.
Well, of course I would. What the hell am I going to be standing around watching women walking down the street?
You know... I don't understand that. You have an opportunity to go to your front door and watch the nude walk, you know?
Yes, squinting, because it's so dark.
Well, we do it when it's pitch black out. We kill all the streetlights.
What is the point of this?
Hold on. You kill the streetlights. Go ahead.
Yes, we kill the streetlights. We kill all the houses. That's the one time of the month where we tell everyone you've got to kill your lights for the next hour. So shut down all lights.
You're getting everybody in the neighborhood to do this.
Yes.
My wife's the Homeowners Association president.
Oh, we forgot. Yes, the Homeowners Association. So you get to tell people to do whatever you want them to do.
Margaret, you just went to Homeowners Association. It sounded like you're running out of air. And that's why I'm saying...
I'm not running out of air. So now...
Wait. Let me just... Margaret, you got an axe to grind here, you know? And...
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I do not. I'm a good journalist. I'm asking questions.
All right, now hold on.
No, General, there's nowhere where you can slip a $20 bill.
Oh, my God, you want to slide a 20 in there?
Slide a 20 in there?
Wait. Bobby, once the sun comes up...
Yes, and laws are...
Hold on, honey, just breathe.
I've been working so hard.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. The law says you can't... It's indecent exposure, so when the sun comes up... And we've got a sign right at the front. Nude, don't let the sun shine on you. If you're nude, don't let the sun shine on you. So,
Well, don't let the sun set on you.
No, Steve. God damn you, no. All right?
Okay, please watch the language.
I'm sorry. It's don't let the sun shine on you.
What's don't let the sun set on you?
That's back in the days of lynchings, okay, jackass?
Oh, shit.
Steve, please don't call my husband names. He gets very depressed. He begins to twitch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't want him to twitch.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that.
All right. You don't think I'm dangerous, do you?
No, I don't, Dooley. I don't.
All right.
No threats, please. No threats, please.
I can't believe this. We're talking about your nude walk, and you got your husband, Steve, is threatening the general.
No. I don't take it as a threat. You bring it any time, friend. Anytime you get a tank full, you go ahead and bring it.
Steve, would you just shut up and sit down?
I don't like the...
Ow! Sit down.
You just struck him. I told you what I would do.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Call the police.
So, I'm going to get off the phone really fast, Steve, because the cops are going to be out here anyway. We're doing our nude walk. So they probably want to... When the sun comes up...
The line's busy.
What do you mean the line's busy?
When the sun comes up, excuse me... When the sun comes up, Phil, we immediately break apart and sprint for the front door. Some people took some pictures. Somebody had a vile, vulgar picture of what looked like, you know...
My wife's ass.
I was in sneakers, and I had on a ball cap, and that was it. And it looked like my butt going into a door. I think it was our front door.
Well, how do you not... You can't tell for sure.
I can't really see for sure. Some smartass got the picture. I could have been running into somebody else's house. I don't know.
All right.
Well, is that what you do? You go into someone else's house?
If we're trying to get off the street fast, yes. I mean, 1 year, do you remember that? 1 year we went right into a home. It was three children watching cartoons or something.
Yeah, there's Bobby all nude. You know.
All right, Bobby, thank you very much for this very educational...
What would you like to donate?
Don't you do...
I heard that. Oh, so she's telling you not to...
I'll donate $50.
What? Oh, my God. What a mark.
Jesus, Henry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I appreciate that so...
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
What a chump change mark you are.
Hey. If they're raising it for charity, and the risk is all theirs, all right?
What do you mean the risk?
I mean, they're walking around nude. They're going to get busted. They're not going to get busted. They look like asses. If they're putting this money to good use, which, by the way, where's this money going?
It's going to buy a jungle gym this year.
Yeah, jungle gym.
To buy a jungle gym for who? The kids that live there?
Yes, Phil. You knew that was the game, right?
I thought it was for charity. That's what they call a charity.
Yeah, they call that a charity. So they got to get a jungle gym for what, the kids? They probably ought to get a jungle gym for Dooley.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got a better one?
Yeah, maybe they ought to get a jungle gym for you.
You know, Phil, only because the memory of you as a friend is the only thing that keeps me from getting up and leaving.
All right, Jeff. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to. I don't know how to do an interview with a woman whose husband is butting in the way Steve Dooley does, and she's talking about walking around nude, and the minute the first ray of sunshine hits them, they scatter and sprint for their houses. And
very funny.
Well, I think it is. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. What we got left here?
I've got Ted Bell, man.
Ted Bell. Woohoo! Stop, won't mess my groove up because I already know. Man, don't mess up your groove. Go get yourself some barbecue at Roscoe's Barbecue on the trail in the valley. Get those pig ribs, get the beef rib and the chicken ribs. Does a chicken have ribs? Is the Pope Catholic? That's right, Roscoe's Barbecue. Roscoe's Barbecue also has those delicious sides like coleslaw and, of course, the dirty rice. How dirty? Well, I'll tell you, I threw it out of my house one night. Roscoe's Barbecue.
That's not funny.
Funnier than you, man. Roscoe's Barbecue.
Why don't you drop 50 pounds, you fat...
Roscoe's Barbecue on the trail in the valley.
On the trail in the valley, chicken ribs.
Boy, things can't get weirder at your house, right? Your daughter comes through the door with some guy that looks like he just came right out of the Black Lagoon. He's got a snorkel on, some kind of headgear, he's wearing tight jeans, boots that go right up to his you-know-what. And guess what? He doesn't even know the English for good evening, sir. And then your wife, she comes home with bags and bags and bags of things that you don't recognize. She says it's for charity. She says some of it's for dinner. What do? You take Williams Tranquilizers. They're so gentle, you'll go right to sleep. It doesn't matter where or how. Does it matter to you? Of course it doesn't. Williams Tranquilizers. They'll make you just drop right off to sleep. Oh, shit. That's right. Things have gotten strange again. Get Williams Tranquilizers. We don't need this announcer. I was just going to... Oh, get out of here. Williams Tranquilizers. And I mean take them by the handful.
Well, that's not safe.
Yes, it is. It isn't safe for you to be here. Williams Tranquilizers, available at Barnaby's. African, I'm black as the moon.
Heritage of a small village, part of my residence. What the hell is this? Well, we got more of this black power stuff, huh?
That's Kendrick... That's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God. That's very, very militant. Very militant.
Yeah, it's very necessary, too.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar is pretty cool.
Kendrick Lamar is a great artist, and he's, what, 5'3", something like that?
That's the kiddo. That's the guy you were making fun of.
I wasn't making fun of him. All right. Welcome back to the program, folks. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is going to join us. Right now, from Ted's of Beverly Hills, let's head on over there.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. It's Poutine and 17. That's right, Poutine and 17. We're going to have Jeff Downer down here, Toby Bow, Rich McLovin, and all of the crew as we have our Poutine Happy Hour. Yeah, baby.
All right, so the poutine is on, huh?
The poutine is on, and we also have Slim Jim and the Fives. They're going to be playing, you know, their band is going to be here. I've just been told, I think I told you this, Phil, and you already got the word that Jack Dunphy is here, right?
Now, that Jack Dunphy, is he going to be singing?
It's not Timmy Dunphy. Timmy Dunphy is the guy that sang the last time. Jack Dunphy is he's the older brother. A good man. I think he's a good man. He's not a great man, but he's a good man. And he will be singing forthcoming.
What does that mean, not a great man?
I'm just saying that if I've got to deal with a Dunphy, I'd much rather deal with Jack Dunphy and not the kid brother Timmy, who's a punk, a loudmouth punk. Jeez. Anyway.
Don't get bent out of shape here.
Forget about it, Ted. So the poutine, is it taking off?
What do you mean, is it taking off?
Well, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's very popular. The poutine's very popular, and there's all kinds of different ways of serving the poutine. Chef Carl Cedilia, Chef, what do you got?
You got cheese. You can put cheese on it here. You know, look at this tomato. It's a very nice salsa.
Some people put mustard, right?
They use mustard. They use a garlic spread on it. I mean, it's fantastic. And the poutine we're going to have in bowls. You bowl up some poutine and order up a beer and watch a ball game or whatever the stuff is on.
Yeah, the National Football League. Tonight we're just having some basketball and some hockey. And I got to get up on stage because Jack Dunphy's coming in right now.
Jack Dunphy's going to sing, huh?
Yeah, apparently he is. How you doing, Jack? You want me to cue you? Okay. Jack Dunphy is going to get up on the stage now, folks, and sing a song. So let me get up. Hey. All right. Hello, everybody. Can we get at least a round of applause? I know you don't want to talk to me. That seems evident. Can we at least get a round of applause?
God.
For Jack Dunphy is going to sing tonight. Jack Dunphy. Thank you. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, come on up, buddy. Here we go. Jack Dunphy, ladies and gentlemen. Come on up, buddy.
You made me think you cared for me, and I believe in you. You told me things you never meant, and
what is that?
Made me think
that's Jack singing.
True. I gambled in the game of life. I played my heart and lost.
Holy Christ.
I'm now a wreck upon life's sea. Alone I take the cost. You made me what I am today. I hope
Jack Dunphy, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
You dragged and dragged me down until the soul within me died.
Please let this end soon, you know?
All right.
And don't forget, we've got poutine, folks.
Every dream you pulled me from the start. And though you're not true,
is that someone crying?
It's Ted.
Ted, is that you crying?
That's the curse of an aching heart.
Are you okay?
It's very, very emotional.
You know what? I didn't think I'd ever heard anybody bawl listening to a song before.
I wasn't bawling. It just, I was crying mostly because... Thank you very much, Jack. That was great.
Not.
I was crying mostly thinking of the business that he's going to drive.
Well, is everybody still there?
Yeah, well, they're drifting in and out. So, thanks a lot. That was Jack Dunphy. Thanks for nothing, Jack. Anyway, Phil, I want to get everybody down here for our poutine special, which is tonight. Jeff Dowder's here. Jeff, go ahead. Hi, Missouri. First of all, I just want everybody to know that the poutine is being served up, and it ought to be pretty good. And let's see what else. Tell them about the happy hour. Yeah, we're having a happy hour, and Toby Bo is here signing autographs. Rick Gundershot's going to be here, and the entire Temple City Surf team. And I don't know, you know.
Hey, you know what I saw on TV the other day, Jeff?
What?
Endless Summer.
Okay. Phil, excuse me, Phil. Would you mind? I mean, I'm doing a promotion here, and you're sitting there talking about movies.
I don't know. I was just thinking about Jeff when I saw it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. All right, so thanks. Go on, Jeff. You want me to go back to the poutine table? Go back to the poutine stand. All right, so that's tonight until about 10:30. And then at 10:30, you can do whatever the hell you want. At 10:30, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take buckets of poutine out in the alley and just toss them. So,
my God, so you are not really a poutine fan.
I'm just sick of looking at it, that's all. And eating it. I've had about 9 bowls of this stuff. So, Phil, we appreciate the time and the effort that you have put into helping us do this promotion, and we certainly do hope that everybody will come out and see us here tonight on Poutine Night here for Ted's of Beverly Hills. And remember that the people...
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Be out here, and I hope that you can all come out to see us here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Don't forget, we got football on Sundays, and, of course, we got basketball.
Who keeps cutting that in and out, bud? Who keeps cutting that in and out, bud? You already know. Yeah, okay, I already knew.
So that's the poutine, and that's, what's the guy's name?
Who's that?
The guy that was singing.
Jack Dunphy.
Man, that guy cannot sing at all.
Can't sing? God damn. What's that about?
He reminds me a little bit, though, of
God, Miss Gray, you went a little bit.
I know what I did. He reminds me a little bit of John Jerryman.
Yeah, a little bit. Sounds
a little bit. Let's put the emphasis on a little bit. And Jerryman doesn't sound all that great either.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it takes some man to make John Jerryman sound good.
Yeah, well, I'm not even saying Jerryman still sounds good, but that guy Dunphy.
All right. Well, so tonight at Ted's of Beverly Hills for their poutine evening. Don't forget as well tonight, we have the world famous Phil Henry Show. Chat. So we do that with our BSPs every Friday night, beginning at 6 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and 9 o'clock on the East Coast here on the world famous Phil Henry Show website. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining us here on the show today, and we'll see you back here on tonight, as I say, for the chat as well as tomorrow for the Saturday Cinema.
What movie are you going to do?
Well, you're going to do the movie.
Oh, that's right. I just got to pick one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday Cinema. And then on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, live streaming, you'll see us do the live stream of our Monday show.
World famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California has been brought to you by Poutine. And all the...
Get out of there, will you?
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I was supposed to do that.
Yep. You blew it, man.